Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In today's show, we're reporting from the DAV All-Veterans Career Fair at the University of Minnesota's Kauffman Memorial Union. We're going to get back into that and tell you all about what's going on here at the Career Fair today. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
The Minnesota National Guard emphasizes diversity at every level to ensure that our mission is met with the best qualified and the most capable people, regardless of gender. Recently, more than 300 Minnesota National Guard members gathered for the first Joint Female Professional Development Training Symposium at Metropolitan State University. The participants heard from inspirational female leaders like former Minnesota National Guard Senior Enlisted Advisor Cindy Kahlberg, a U.S. four-star general, Janet Wolfenbarger, the commander of the Air Mobility Command. The participants learned a great deal, such as the military is one of the only merit-based salaried workforces that exist in the United States. The armed forces are one of the few employers where there is no gender divide in pay, rank, or privilege. But while the pay is equal, the opportunities and representation are not. We are working hard to improve that trend, though. In the Minnesota National Guard, 16.9% of our force is female. In the Minnesota Air National Guard, 22.5% of the force is female. Our Minnesota Air National Guard currently has female inclusion throughout their wings and has since the 1990s. Our Army side of the house is working right now to get female leaders into units who have previously been all male. The symposium was about providing the opportunity for service members and especially women to take advantage of professional development and mentorship. I'm looking forward to a future where our Minnesota National Guard recruits and retains the best and the brightest based solely on their merits.
For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said earlier, we're recording from the DAV All-Veterans Career Fair at the University of Minnesota's Kauffman Memorial Union. And my guest joining me now is the Assistant National Employment Director at the Disabled American Veterans, Danny Soto. Danny, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Danny, can you tell me, you served a few years in the Navy.
Yes, sir. I did 21 years in the Navy. I was in what they call an independent duty corpsman, which meant that once we trained, we were done with our training for a little bit over a year. We would work on ships, submarines, or an isolated duty station independent of any medical officer, and you'd be on your own. You're it. You'd be the only doc.
And towards the end of your career, you had some hard duty, I understand.
I had some tough times, but I had a good – overall, it was a pretty good time. I think at ADAC Alaska was one interesting time. I told my kids, I found the end of the world. It's right here. You're on an island with 16 trees and 560 people, and that's it.
Join the Navy, see the world. Isn't that the old saying?
Yeah, we saw the world, top and the bottom end of it, but it was a great experience. I wouldn't change it for anybody else.
So, Danny, how did you get to be a member of the DAV?
Well, when I retired, I thought I was going to go work actually for the VA as a nurse because I had gotten my nursing license, and I was going to go work for the VA as a nurse. And I don't know if you're familiar with this, but prior to 9/11, you used to have a 180-day cooling off period before you went to work for the Fed. That changed after 9/11. So I was in the middle of that, waiting my time, deciding what I wanted to do. And somebody told me about DAV. I had not even filed a claim yet or nothing. I had no idea what the claims process was like. I went and interviewed with them, and I said, I'll try this job for a while. I was in the very first transition service officer class, and it stuck. And it turned out to be work that just gets in your blood, or so to speak, or underneath your skin. And you get the same reward that I got from helping people out when I was on active duty. It just translated to helping veterans and their family members. And it was something that once you develop a passion for, you really, the reward's self-fulfilling.
So how many years have you been at the DAV now?
15 years now.
15 years, wow.
Yeah, I spent, besides being in Texas, I was in Walter Reed Army Medical Center when it was from 2004 to about 2009. And we took care of, we were the only veteran service organization that was out there full-time helping out all the service members coming back wounded and with their medical boards, making English out of the whole process for them. And kind of pipelining them to becoming veterans or wherever part of their lives. Even the ones who wanted to stay on active duty, we helped them do what they called their continuation active duty request. We were the only ones doing that at the time, full force.
We're speaking with Danny Soto from the Disabled American Veterans at the DAV All Veterans Career Fair at the University of Minnesota's Kauffman Memorial Union. Danny, what's going on here today? There's a lot of employers here. There's a lot of veterans here. Tell me about this.
Well, I always tell people when they ask me about DAV, what does it do? I tell them we impact lives on a daily basis all around the country, and I'm hoping that that's what's happening here. I'm hoping that veterans are coming over here, or veterans and their family members, and they're feeling some kind of impact by meeting up with employers who are also looking to hire veterans, and that's what it's all about. We're trying to create a sort of a marriage, for lack of a better term, between the veteran who needs work or is trying to improve their work status and meeting up with an employer who's trying to help them with that.
Well, I'm sure our listeners can hear all the background noise. There's some good conversations going on between employers and prospective employees here today, isn't there?
That's what we want. We want them doing things like pressing the flesh, making sure that they talk. We actually had a little speech for them out there, and we told them, become a little bit mission-orientated. Go out there and talk to everybody. Make sure you're actually meeting with every employer. Ask them questions. And we told the employers the same thing. You know, go out, stand out in front of your table, and go meet these guys. You're halfway.
Danny, what can you tell me about the percentage of unemployed veterans across the nation and here in Minnesota? How's it going?
Well, Minnesota's unique. I'm very proud to say that Minnesota has one of the best unemployment rates and what I mean by the lowest in the country. So even that being said, the unemployment rate for veterans is still a few percentage higher. But then still, it's better than most places around the country. So Minnesota has what I call bragging rights, so to speak. But in Minnesota, again, doesn't mean that they can't find better jobs or more fulfilling jobs, even in Minnesota. There's always that. Around the country, as a rule, veterans who are unemployed, especially in the age group of 19 to 35, which is a real critical age group, they usually stay around the 15% to higher unemployment rate. And that's under the Department of Labor statistics.
And what's the civilian rate generally?
Less than half that.
Less than half. Well, that's a problem then.
And that's a problem that everybody has. You know, at DAV, we've always been at the forefront or try to be at the forefront of the claims process because we always understood the importance of being able to provide good, healthy advocacy and professional representation when it came to the VA claims process or the appellate process. But one thing that we also noticed was that at the very beginning, especially when service members are getting out, besides a claim, really more at the forefront, they have a job in mind, a job for them, a job for their wife, their spouse. So they're looking at in part of their transition, they're looking for work. So we're trying to set up these job fairs across the country, including setting up our job search tool at jobs.dav.org to enable them to go ahead and do that, even while they're getting out. I don't know if you've noticed that there's people walking around in uniform out here. They're doing the right thing. They're 6-5 months out from getting out of service, they're testing the waters now, and that's what we want them to do.
Make those connections with all the great companies that are
exactly.
Here today and maybe find the right spot when they do transition from military to civilian.
And even in the cases when they're moving out of here, I had one guy who was moving to North Dakota. We showed him how to search for a job in North Dakota even while he was here.
So, Danny, how many of these job fairs do you hold a year?
Right now, we're holding in the neighborhood of about 71, 73 job fairs this year we're scheduled. We're about a good third, strong third of the way out.
So part of your job is traveling around the country to make sure all of our veterans all over the United States get some help.
We put the word out there that we're actually trying to be at the forefront of a job search for them. And we're trying to advocate for them just as strongly as we advocate in other venues. One thing that I think you might hear from Recruit Military, who we've partnered up with this, is we're averaging out, as according to last year's statistics, about 120 job offers per job fair. So we think that kind of pushes us forward to try to improve on that.
So you're hoping today that there's 120, maybe 200 connections made here today.
I hope that there is. I to tell you the truth, if a veteran, I've already met recruiters who were here who got hired at the last job fair
by company.
So that always drives you.
That was one of the problems you work on, trying to translate your experience from the military into something that civilians can understand?
That's forever an experience, an issue, because what happens is you've got veterans who spent their bulk of their adult life or the last several years speaking a certain lingo, and your thought process is just that way. You don't even realize that that's the way you think and talk. So you tend to write that way sometimes and not even realize it. So you'll see I've seen a resume come from a person who was, he was a journalist in the Navy. But the lingo that this person was using, I had another guy from, I won't say the communications company, but I showed him this. He was Wait a minute. This is military. You can see that he's not really using the lingo of the community that was outside there. And we showed it to him, and he turned it around. He said, oh, well, we can offer you a job. kind of translate making English out of it.
Speak English, no acronyms, none of that military
stuff. No acronyms,
stuff
that no short terms, you know. Yeah, you know, 0311 doesn't mean what to the employer.
Well, Danny, there's a lot of people here. I know you're busy organizing this thing. We're going to let you get back to work, but thanks for joining us today, and I hope this job fair creates a couple hundred good connections today.
Thank you, and I ask everybody, please go to jobs.tav.org, go to our website, and enjoy our job search, too, and I wish you all the best of luck.
Thanks for joining us today. That was Danny Soto, the Assistant National Employment Director at DAV, as we said, at the DAV All Veterans Career Fair at the University of Minnesota's Kauffman Memorial Reunion. Please stay with us. We'll be back with more. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're recording today from the DAV All Veterans Career Fair at the University of Minnesota Kauffman Memorial Reunion. And we've got quite a room full of employers and a lot of veterans walking around. And when I was out taking a tour, I stumbled on the K-102 crew, and we got Chris Carr and Maverick joining me now.
Thanks, Tom.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. Your first time on my show, guys.
This is awesome. We see you in the hallways all the time. We hear the show on the weekends all the time, and it's an honor to be on it. Thanks for having us.
I figured you were wondering, what's that guy doing here anyway?
This is the most appropriate place for you right here. I mean, this is right in your wheelhouse with everybody here and transitioning military, looking for a job. You guys and your support for all military here in Minnesota and beyond is incredible. We all appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, we're honored to be able to tell the stories of the military in Minnesota and, I mean, the programs to help the families and some of the history of our veterans serving abroad and when they served in the military. Maverick, aren't you about nap time for you?
Well, it would be, but this is more important to me because I am here because of military family. So I've got my daughter and son-in-law who have just exited the Army, and my son-in-law is currently looking for placement. My daughter has a job of her own at this point, but she is looking for opportunities and hopefully in a place like the Twin Cities where they can put down roots and begin to have a family together. So I'm actually here with their resumes and walking around to the employers here.
You're on a mission.
I'm on a mission to try and bring them home and bring the family closer together.
Well, you better do a pretty good job here today. It's important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Chris, what brings you guys out here? Why were you out here today?
Well, you know, we got involved with you. You got us involved, actually, with everything going on with this great radio station and stuff going on in Minnesota. And I can't thank you enough for that, because if it wasn't for you, Tom, we wouldn't be up to speed on so many of these awesome programs for members of the military right here in Minnesota. You have filled us in on everything, you know, helping out families, to helping families get jobs, to helping transitioning military, people that were overseas and people that have had issues right here on our motherland. You have put us in touch with all the right people. And we made a promise to you, and we made a promise to the military here in Minnesota that we are going to be here for them, and we're going to support them in everything that we could possibly do. And I know it sounds like I'm just promoting or grandstanding here, but we have a real strong sense of appreciation for what the men and women of the military have done for us, what my dad has done for me, his father, my other grandfather, the world wars that they fought in, and this is very minimal, but I'm going to do everything that I possibly can to get the word out to help as many people as we possibly can. So, Tom, you ask why we're here. A lot of it has to do with you. You're the one that threw it before us and threw some challenges, and we said, absolutely, we'll take that bait. This is the best thing that we could be doing with our time and supporting members of the military and right here in Minnesota.
So I'll take the blame, Chris. I think the first time we talked about this, I told you the things we've been doing on the show for the last 4.5 years, and I think I introduced you to the guy that does toys for military kids, and
yeah,
you had him on your show.
Yeah, we had him on the show, and then we went out and got a bunch of toys and got some cash together right there. And that was the early stages of our morning show on K-102. That's one of the first things that we did. And this weekend, we're doing scoops for troops this afternoon. I don't know if you know about that.
Are you going to be a celebrity scooper?
We're a celebrity scooper this afternoon.
I'm out there at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Oh, you're going to be there today? It's going to happen in Eagan, Black Hawk Middle School.
Middle School, that's correct.
Where we're going to be. What's that?
That's Sunday.
Yeah. When this is airing on Sunday, I take it?
This show will be airing all weekend, all over the state of Minnesota.
Well, then we want everybody to
As long as you're on that, why don't you read this for me?
The 8th Annual Scoops for Troops is being held Sunday, May 3rd at the Egan Community Center to benefit tribute to the Troop Scholarship Fund following a 5K run or 3K walk, Blackhawk Middle School. That's where we're going to be. Tom's going to be there. You said 1 o'clock. We're going to be there at 3 o'clock, and we're going to be serving double scoops. Okay, well, Tom's over there giving you, like, the little minimal little one scoops. No, we're going to be cheating over there giving you double scoops, so we might even mix it up.
Stop in at one. We'll use up triple scoops. There won't be anything for Chris to scoop.
We may have Neapolitan for you. There's going to be pizza and ice cream. If you want more information, go to scoopsfortroops.net. And, again, Tom, like as you asked me earlier, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be involved with something like this. So Scoops for Troops, we're doing that this weekend, too.
Well, this is great. So. You made my show easier today. You did the promo.
Hey, if we're going to go, you know, toe-to-toe here with stuff, we'll just – this is a good challenge to put on each other's shows. Between the K-102 Morning Show with Chris Carr and Company and Tom Lyons, we'll see, you know, keep the community, the military involvement going weekend to weekend and keep raising some money. And keep doing some great benefits.
I'll keep
like
introducing
this.
You guys to some folks. And back to that Scoop for the Troops, Maverick, that's for a tribute to the troops. And those guys raise some money so they can provide scholarships for the children of our fallen military. And what a great cause.
That's why we need you out there. I'm the sprinkle guy, as a matter of fact. You want sprinkles on your ice cream, I'm the one that will be showering them over for you. So you need to come out and spend some time with us at the Blackhawk Middle School in Egan on Sunday, yeah.
And when Tom's done with me, I'll be wearing the cone upside down on my head. It's standing in the corner, it sounds like.
Well, maybe I'll have to call in Monday morning and we'll give him the play-by-play.
Do a little recap. That'd be fun.
Well, gentlemen, it's fun to see you out here at the DAV All-Veterans Career Fair at the University of Minnesota's Kauff Memorial Reunion. Thanks for supporting the troops, and if you need me to introduce you to any more folks for your morning show, I'd be glad to help.
Keep it coming. Thank you. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate everybody as this broadcast goes to so many people, everything that you've done for the troops and for members of the military in Minnesota and beyond. Thank you. On behalf of my whole family and you and your kids, Mav.
Thank you for your service, yes.
It's a great place to be with Tom on this station.
Chris, Maverick, thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As I said, we're recording today from the DAV All-Veterans Career Fair at the University of Minnesota's Kauff Memorial Union, and we're kind of dragging some people out of the crowd here, and we found a gentleman that's been on the show before, Mike Farron. Welcome back.
How you doing, Tom? It's great to be back.
What is the Family Assistance Center doing out here at the job fair?
Well, I'm sorry to say that I've switched careers a little bit.
You defected.
I have a little bit, yeah, but still doing good work trying to place people in jobs.
So what is it you're doing now that you're no longer the supervisor of the Family Assistance Center in Minnesota?
Well, I am currently the director of operations for a company called Staff Management. We have multiple locations here in the Twin Cities, and we're looking for great help and great talent to come not only work for us internally, but for our clients on production, warehousing, forklift operators, supervisors, just about anything you can think of inside of the production world.
So you've got clients all over Minnesota that have hired you to find good employees to go to work for them.
Correct. And that's
full-time positions? Or?
Yep, full-time. And many of them are temp to hire, so there's a short period with us. Many of them are between 320 to 500 hours is all. So with overtime, you're talking about 6 to 10 weeks. And then they're eligible to be hired on by the client. And then they're full-time employed. And we do offer benefits to our employees as well, so they do have an opportunity to get some benefits with us, too.
Somebody's paying you benefits, Mike?
Not really.
Now, you spent quite a few years at the Family Assistance Center taking care of Minnesota military families, and you did a great job of spending our money from the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. But now you're back here at DAV, All Veterans Career Fair, looking for a few good men and women transitioning out of the military.
Correct. It's a perfect synergy of my career. You know, I help them mobilize, I help them come home, and now I can help them get a job.
That sounds like a very good thing to do, Mike.
I take pride in what I do, everything I do, and so I'm going to continue to put these people to work for sure. It was funny, Tom, because so the last demobilization we went to, I was there at Fort Bliss, and I've run into two folks that are back from Afghanistan, and they're like, wait a minute, you look familiar. And I'm like, yeah, so do you. When did you get back? And they tell me. I'm like, oh, yeah, I was there. And they're like, totally confused. But that's how you make. That's how you network and make people.
You've been confusing me for years, Mike, so that I can understand this.
Mission accomplished.
So now you're helping our veterans when they get out of the military, come back from deployments, whatever it is, if they need a job. They go to staff management. They find Mike Farron to help them again.
Yep.
Now, what specifically do you do to help the veterans as opposed to civilians? You replace both, I'm sure.
Yes, we do. I know what kind of work ethic, determination our veterans have, and I would love to be able to place as many veterans as I possibly can. So that's what I'm looking for. So they kind of move up the pile a little bit if you want to go that route.
Now, what type of services do you offer? Do you help them with resumes and interviewing skills? We can.
It's not one of our major topics, but I've have, you know, 15 years in the staffing industry before I was doing what I was doing with the military. So if somebody came to me and said, hey, can you look at this resume and tweak it or, you know, work with it, I would definitely do that, especially for a veteran.
And, of course, you knew where all the resources were to help them with those things before.
Yes, I sure do.
And I don't think you forgot those, did you?
No. I still have all of those resources.
So you really are in a position to coach up the veterans, spruce up the resume, help them with their interviewing skills, help them to translate whatever experience they had in the military into something that a civilian employer will understand.
That's correct.
And then bring them to your clients and
say, that's it.
I've got a good one.
It's perfect.
So are you enjoying this new position?
I am. It was a very good transition.
All right. We just got about 30 seconds left. Any final thoughts for our listeners, Mike, now that you've defected from the facts?
No. I defected, but I'm still connected. So that's my new thing. I've defected, but I'm still connected.
And he rhymes even.
Yep.
Well, Mike, it's a pleasure to run into you out here at the DAV All Veterans Career Fair at the University of Minnesota Coffin Memorial Union. And keep up the good work and make sure you find some good jobs for our veterans.
I'm doing my best.
Thank you, Mike. It was Mike Farron, now with staff management from this career fair, All Veterans Career Fair at the University of Minnesota. We have to take a short break. We'll be back with more interviews in just a moment. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today's show, we've been recording from the DAV All Veterans Career Fair at the University of Minnesota's Kauffman Memorial Union. And in a moment, we're going to talk to a representative from Recruit Military. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelato.
I'd like to take a moment to recognize a particular group of personnel we have here at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and they are the nursing staff at our veterans' homes. National Nurses Week is celebrated each year from May 6th to the 12th in recognition and celebration of the nurses in our community. Nurses at our five state veterans' homes work incredibly hard to provide quality health care to our residents. For that, we cannot say thank you enough. The dedication and hard work of every staff member at each of the homes does not go unnoticed, and no doubt enhances the quality of life for our residents. Thank you for all that you do.
For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is a representative from Military Relations, Candidate Services at Recruit Military, Doug Turner. Doug, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Doug, I understand you spent a few years in the Marine Corps.
I did. I did 24 years in the Marine Corps. Came in 1990. Came in open contract right before the Gulf War. And then while I was in boot camp, I actually was the Gulf War started. And then, you know, basically just I had an open contract. Didn't know where I was going. And I was fortunate enough or unfortunate, the way you want to look at it. I was military policeman, corrections. And, 24 years in. And I was happy, very proud that I did the Marine Corps and got out as a first sergeant out of 2-6 out of Camp Lejeune. Just very happy to be in.
So did you deploy a few times then?
I did, about three times.
Three times, made it back in one, and you look like you're in pretty good shape.
Thank you. You have to stay in shape. You have to do the best you can. And by the time I got out, I was 45 years old and as a first sergeant, and I had to keep up with these 20-year-olds doing the best I can. And, you know, the Marine Corps, any military service, you get paid to stay in shape. You get paid to look well and look good in uniform. And so you just want to keep on that with that tradition.
So, Doug, when you got out of the Marine Corps, did you have a transition plan so you could transition to civilian employment?
Well, actually, I made that decision to get out of the military when I was on deployment. So out of deployment, I came back. I had about 3 months to find a job. I actually didn't have it right when I was on leave. I went to Recruit Military. I went to one of these job fairs. And I'll explain a little bit more about that. And I met someone that I knew. And they saw what I did and how I presented myself. And they hired me right there. So I retired in July. And by 3 weeks later, I had a job. So there was absolutely no transition, and it was straight to go back to work, and it's been pretty good.
Now, was that job with Recruit Military at that time?
That's correct, yes.
So how long have you been with them?
About 7 months now.
7 months. Are you liking it?
I do. It's all about the veterans. It's about mentoring them and helping them and the family members. And it's just everything that I did in the Marine Corps, I'm continuing with this and through Recruit Military. On the same aspect, you learn about marketing. You learn about working with different companies. A lot of personal service, working with them. And it's just really good to get into the business. But it's all about the veterans and trying to help them out and pulling someone aside and saying, look, it can happen. We can find a job for you. And I travel to a lot of different cities, and I just enjoy doing all this stuff and working with people.
Sounds like you're still a first sergeant taking care of the veterans.
Absolutely.
Now, Doug, tell me about Recruit Military. What do they do, and apparently do it all over the country?
Well, Recruit Military is a company that will connect veterans to companies that want to hire veterans. So what I do is I'll go out to these different bases, and I'll talk to the ACAPs. I'll talk to the military influencers, the workforce centers, anybody who can touch any of the veterans, aunt spouses, family readiness officers, and I get them to an event. So we do about 101 events throughout the United States, and we're partnered with the DAV. They work with us as well. So we do a lot of job fairs, but that's not the only thing that we do. We also do a thing called a job board. So if someone can't make it to one of these events, they can go on a Recruit Military job board, put in their resume, their profile, everything that's about them, and basically they put all their information, and companies that signed in for that will contact these people. So I do those two things, and we also, any veteran that wants any advice on resumes or, hey, look, I can't find a job, can you help me out? We have phone calls where you talk to them throughout the whole entire time. So that's what Recruit Military does.
We're speaking with Doug Turner, Military Relations Candidate Services at Recruit Military on Minnesota Military Radio, and we're recording today from the DAV Recruit Military All Veterans Career Fair at the University of Minnesota Kauffman Memorial Union. Doug, can you give us a little background? How did DAV and Recruit Military end up teaming up on this effort?
Well, it's a combined effort. If you think about it, they're helping out the veterans after they served, and so are we. So we're out there doing the same thing as DAV, and DAV is just an awesome organization and a very good organization that we're very proud to work with. And, you know, they work with the medical benefits, educational benefits. They know where the veterans are coming. We teamed up with them, and this happened about a year ago that we came together. And it's just they do about 75 different events out of our 101, hopefully do more next year. But Danny Soto that you talked to, just an awesome guy that really helps out with the veterans, and that's a partnership that we have with the DAV.
Doug, we've been watching you and Danny kind of run around all morning getting this all set up, and there's quite a few people here. How many employers are here, do you think?
We have 53 employers here today.
And a lot of name companies that people are...
Some of the organizations and some of our featured people are DAV, Johnson Controls, Inc., Burlington, Northern Santa Fe. We got XL Energy, FedEx, The Home Depot. Actually, TCF Bank is here, Pro Staff, Tilsner, Kartner. So we have things that are broken down into education, college, manufacturers, retail, sales, and then the big dogs, the big people that will draw people in. So, again, 53 different companies that are here, and we're just here to look for the veterans, have them come to our table, see if they're, you know, say, hey, we'd like to hire you, and I encourage all the companies to talk to every veteran that comes there.
So all these companies are out here looking for some good new employees to fill some important spots.
I think so, because if you think about it, the military personnel has a lot of characteristics and traits and personalities that they're looking for. We're people that can get things done, mission accomplishment. We have bearing. We have judgment. We have integrity. There's a lot of things. You're looking at an average 23-year-old that maybe do 4 years in the military. He has a lot of experience coming out. And honestly, I'd hire a military person because they're direct. They know how to take things, and they know how to accomplish the mission.
A lot of maturity, and they show up on time, give you a good day's work.
Absolutely.
So, Doug, how did you reach out to the veterans in this community and tell them about this event today?
First thing I did, I came here on Tuesday in Minnesota. Beautiful state, by the way. Came down here. I went to the National Guard. I went to a reserve center by the airport. I went to a bunch of National Guard's workforce center, maybe about six different workforce centers. I went as far east as Stillwater, Minnesota, and then I went around the area here. I went to, like I said, all the workforce centers. DAV helped us out. I figure I went to about 12 different spots to try to contact those influencers that have who can touch the veterans, the family readiness officers. So what I do is I let them know about the event that's happened, and then they come down here and they, you know, just let them know about it. And plus, we do a lot of media. I do telephone calls. So I will say in the last 2 days, I've done as much as I possibly can for Minnesota and try to spread the word out there and let them know about this event.
Well, there's been a pretty good crowd so far today, so it looks like you and the DAV have done a good job in putting this together.
Absolutely.
Now, where are you going next?
My next one I'm going to be going to in 2 weeks, I'm going to be going to Dallas, and then after that, Milwaukee. And then, it's funny, since I've joined Recruit Military, I haven't taken any time off. I mean, you're looking at people that went straight from the military into this job. So I'm going to take some time off, go on a cruise with my wife and my family. And then from there, I go to Oklahoma City, and then I go to Los Angeles. So there's a lot of different events. I do about 35 events out of 101. So I'll go to a city, look for the veterans, and then I organize the event itself.
Well, I guess we won't call you a first sergeant anymore. We'll call you a frequent flyer. Doug Turner traveling all over the country.
Yes, sir.
Helping our vets. But that's got to feel pretty good, doesn't it?
It's great. It's, you know what, and it's as corny as it may sound, it's when a veteran will come up to you and shake your hand and say thank you. Thank you for the speech. Thank you for motivating us before you came here. Thank you for, you know, telling me. What I did today is I talked to the veterans and I'm like, you have a mission. This is your mission. You will not leave this place until you get 3 job offers. Don't leave. If you leave beforehand, I'll come find you. The first sergeant came out and says, don't leave.
You're talking like first sergeant now.
So, a lot of them came up to me and says, you know what? I stayed for until I got 3 job offers. Thank you. And just by someone shaking their hand and saying thank you to you all, that's all.
Money,
you can't put money on that. It's I'm doing exactly what I did in the 24 years I was in the Marine Corps.
Well, Doug, it looks like you're doing a great job here. You and the DAV teaming up together to help veterans find jobs. Doesn't get any better than that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you. And like I said, if they can't come to this job fair today, go on our job board, Recruit Military Job Board. And for the listening audience, if you know a veteran, because we are hard-headed now. You know we're hard-headed. We won't admit that we're looking for something. Go talk to a veteran. Talk to a veteran's spouse. I was married 22 out of 24 years of my military career. My wife deserves to be here, and so does my dependents. So military spouses have that in them. They need to be here as well. I think it's important for them to be here. But whoever's listening, man, tell a veteran to come here. Go on our job board. Help them out.
Thanks, Doug. Keep up the good work.
Yes,
Doug,
sir.
Turner from Recruit Military on Minnesota Military Radio. We're broadcasting from the DAV Recruit Military All Veterans Career Fair at the University of Minnesota's Kauffman Memorial Union. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been recording today from the DAV All Veterans Career Fair, the University of Minnesota's Kauffman Memorial Union. And joining me now is the Regional Veteran Recruiter for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, Mark Berninger. Mark, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. Great to be here.
I understand you served a few years in the Navy, sir.
Just a couple. Retired as a senior chief petty officer.
Was it a pretty good career, 21 years, is that it?
It was fantastic.
It went quick.
It did go by quickly.
Well, how did you get from the Navy to the VA?
Not very quickly. Initially, when I ended my military career, I struggled a little bit, as most veterans do. I ended up working for the local county and then the state in employment at the Workforce Center. Eventually ending that, working as a disabled veterans outreach program specialist. This program started in 2008. I applied via the USA Jobs, and darned if I didn't get the job.
So a good veteran still out there taking care of our veterans.
Exactly, and it's kind of the family business. My dad was career military. My wife and I met in the military, and both of our daughters are active duty Navy right now.
So tell me about your job with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. What do you do?
Our job is twofold within the Veterans Employment Service Office. One, it's to assist veterans who are interested and qualified and want to work for the Department of Veterans Affairs, helping them through the process, understanding the federal resume and all of the required documents so that they make themselves as attractive to the process as possible. The other side of it is talking with officials within VA facilities and encouraging them to seek out veterans to hire. That's the easier part of our job. The more difficult part is bringing that understanding of the complex federal hiring process to the veteran and helping them to make themselves as attractive as possible.
You're based out of Fort Carson, Colorado. What are you doing up here in Minnesota at a job fair?
I have a very large region, and we're going to remedy that here soon. We're hiring more people at 8 different locations across the country, including putting a body here in the Twin Cities. So my connection to Minnesota after 7 years might be changed. I don't think it'll be ending. I've enjoyed coming up here to Minnesota every year. Great people, a large veteran community, and a great place to visit.
So today, I assume you're out here looking for a few good veterans to go to work for Director Kelly at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system.
That I am. Not only Director Kelly at Minneapolis, but Director Ball up at St. Cloud. We're looking for veterans who want to assist their fellow veterans and help them to make themselves attractive to the process.
So you've actually got a table here at the job fair, and have you met some interesting veterans today?
That I have, and my only concern is I've met a lot of Marines. And as a sailor, you know, we're always concerned when we come across Marines.
Well, you haul them all over the place, don't you?
That's it, moving around in Navy equipment.
and place them in strategic spots so they can do their job.
That we do. And then wait offshore until they're done, and then we go back and get them.
Well, I'm sure you've got a few positions in the VA healthcare system that a couple of good Marines can help you with.
We certainly do, and I have an HR specialist from the Minneapolis Medical Center. She brought a list of jobs, Joan Potter, and we're looking to talk with veterans who are interested in continuing to serve through work at the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Well, we've just got about 30 seconds left. Mark, any thoughts for our listeners about working for the VA?
The biggest thing is bring your passion. Don't check that at the door. We want that passion. And we want you to know that every job within VA, from Director Kelly on down, is a customer service position because we serve the best customers in the world. And if you want to work for VA, there are some significant differences between the private sector and the public sector, and we want to help you to identify those and make you as attractive as possible. If you go to the VA website, va.gov, and look for veteran careers, you're going to come across our information and how to contact us.
Mark, good to run into you today, and thanks for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you for having me.
This is Mark Berninger, Regional Veteran Recruiter from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Joining me now is the Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham. Sergeant Major, welcome back to the show.
Well, hello, Tom. Thank you very much. It's, again, my pleasure to be here with you. And, you know, what a great program today. You know, the last time we spoke, we talked about the transitioning of you know, how we should be prepared as military members for life after the military. And kind of ironic that today you and I are talking again, and the program is focused on veteran employment.
It's always fun to do a remote show and meet a lot of new people and find out what's going on to help our veterans. And I think you've got a little insight for us, too, when they retire from the Minnesota National Guard, or if they maybe switch from full-time to part-time. They make great employees, don't they?
They absolutely do, and what I'd like to do is just share with you some information I've been able to pull off of the Yellow Ribbon Network webpage, just talking about some of those reasons why we should want to hire members of the National Guard and Reserve, and then in general, great reasons to hire veterans. So in David Letterman fashion, without the jokes, there are top 10 reasons to hire members of the National Guard and Reserve. And here we go. Number 10, they are up on current events. Number 9, they're not a second late. Number 8, they will accomplish more work by 9 a.m. than your competitor will all day long. Number 7, world-class leadership training free of charge. Number 6, you don't have to remind them to get a haircut. Number 5, since they juggle two careers, they won't have a problem handling several tasks. Number 4, after 2 weeks on military duty, They never complain about working conditions. Number three, they're drug-free and in great physical shape. Number two, their skills are constantly improving. And the number one reason to hire members of the National Guard and Reserve, duty, honor, and country. It's not just a phrase. It's an attitude. And that comes right from the ESGR webpage, and I just thought that really summed it up really nice for all of our serving National Guardsmen and reservists. And, you know, Tom, that's just the National Guard part about it, but, you know, we've got a lot of veterans out there that bring great qualities with them, regardless if they're currently serving or have served. And I just want to highlight a couple of those things real quick while I've got a couple of minutes with you. And leadership is the big one. You know, the military trains our people to lead by example, and they do that through direction, delegation, motivation, and inspiration. They can bring that to a prospective employer. Veterans, they know how to work as a team. They know and they have that proven ability to learn new skills and concepts. They are very efficient under pressure. A lot of our veterans have great experiences working under pressure, and they can bring that to a prospective employer. And our veterans, they have a unique perspective on the value of accountability. So procedures, following procedures, they will do that for employees or employers, excuse me. Integrity, our veterans know what it means to do an honest day's work. And our veterans have frequently triumphed over great adversity, so they can overcome adversity in the workplace. And quite honestly, the bottom line is it makes sense because our veterans have training, they have work ethic and proven skills that will immediately add value to any business that would reach out and hire our veterans.
Sergeant Major, it seems to make a lot of sense to me since I'm a Vietnam veteran. But if you have veterans that have served overseas and successfully completed missions when they're in a war zone and under fire, and they come back home and they go to work for a civilian employer, it's pretty easy to put in a good day's work when nobody's shooting at you.
Oh, you know it is, absolutely. And I know that they would be happy to be able to put in that type of a good day's work. You know, one of the things, Tom, is that people want to know how do we do this. And, you know, I already mentioned the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon webpage, and I know that you've got the links up on the Minnesota Military Radio Program webpage, but, BTYR.org, on the right-hand side, there's a link for veteran employment, and that's where our veterans can go, of course, and that's where business can go as well to learn what they need to do, what steps to follow to hire veterans, and, of course, more importantly, how can our veterans get to work. So I'd really, really encourage people to go there and get on that link.
So once again, we'll send them to our favorite webpage, beyondtheyellowribbon.org. Sergeant Major, thanks for joining us again today.
Hey, thank you so much. I hope you have a great day, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Sergeant Major.
All right, we'll see you.
That was Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham, Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard on Minnesota Military Radio.
We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week. Danny Soto, Doug Turner, Chris Carr and Maverick from K-102, Mark Berniger, Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham, and Commissioner Larry Shelado of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we visit with Vietnam Veterans of America and learn about the Veterans Linkage Line. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.